हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम् ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः. मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः. ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः. अथ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः. So having covered two important main topics, the first topic consisting of verses, the first topic being the Swarupa of the Atma, the second topic being the way of life in terms of Karma Yoga. The third topic discussed in the second chapter is definition of a jnani. And we have covered all the verses, and in this bhashyam on these verses, we really understood an important thing. Even if a person goes through the discipline of shravanam, definitely once ajnanam becomes resolved, but the jnanam, the knowledge a person has, will have many doubts. And even if a person goes through the mananam, even carefully gets those doubts resolved also, that knowledge, doubtful knowledge, must be assimilated, ascertained. In order to have that knowledge handy always, to enjoy the benefit of the jnanam. And that enjoyment of benefit of that jnanam really makes the attainment of knowledge meaningful. So in order to enjoy the benefit of that jnanam, in terms of being objective towards situations, not to be afflicted by situations, really that knowledge must be always ready in one's mind to remind oneself of being objective, not be affected. For that, the assimilation, ascertainment is important. Assimilation is possible only if a person is really constantly dwelling upon the teaching. So, nididhyasanam means being in meditation, being in contemplation, or repeatedly seeing the one's own self being Brahman is very important. It's a distraction-free, disturbance-free dwelling upon one's own swarupam is possible only if a person is free from the pratibandhas. The pratibandha nivrittihi, obstacles, one can be free from obstacles only if a person has vairagyam and viveka. That is why the vairagyam, the focused distraction-free attention, is possible only a person has vairagyam. So Shankara Bhagavad explains that it's not simply studying the Shastram, understanding alone. Even after the understanding has happened, for a person to always to dwell upon the teaching, to enjoy the benefit of teaching, vairagyam is so much emphasized. What is vairagyam? Is it attention must be taken away from everything? Attention must be totally available only for dwelling upon the truth. The most difficult thing is being able to play attention only on Son Sarupam, only in the teaching. Understanding one can have is not difficult. Even after understanding, being able to dwell upon, placing attention only in teaching means attention must be taken away from everything. But that is very difficult. The things, so many things will distract us, disturb us. That is why it is emphasized, we need Bhagavan's anugraha, grace, in order to have that vairagyam. That this distraction-free, disturbance-free mind is possible. Vairagyam is possible only for grace, and for the grace, one must choicelessly live a life of dharma. All that has been emphasized before. The jnani is the one who has such highest degree of vairagyam that he is able to dwell upon the teaching. He is able to ascertain the teaching. That's how he becomes a person of absolute maturity and person of absolute mastery over his mind and sense organs. I've seen all that. That's how all the desires, any number of objects he can perceive, no object in the world perceived can trigger any raga, dvesha towards that object. The jnani is mind. Because all desires resolve into him. Like how all the, just as any amount of water coming from any different sources such as rivers, streams, etc., all of them enter into the ocean and become the ocean themselves. Remain as ocean. And the ocean remains undisturbed by addition of water. Ocean does not change, the ocean's position does not change because of reduction of water, because of evaporation also. Always it is still. The same way jnani is a person of firm vision whose mind cannot be disturbed or distracted by anything. All the objects enter into him, the desires also resolve in him, which we understood very clearly in the previous verse. Let us read the 71st verse today. It was made very clear, the person who has even slightest craving for anything in the world will be distracted person. Such a person does not attain, he does not discover moksha, does not enjoy the benefit of jnanam. Therefore, he has not attained moksha. We understood that because of this reason, yasmad evam tasmad, such being the case, so what should be the final teaching again? Now 71st verse, let us read the verse now. Vihaya kaman yas sarvan pumams charati nispruha. Vihaya kaman yas sarvan pumams charati nispruha. Nirmamo nirahankara. Nirmamo nirahankara. Sa shantimadhi gacchati. Sa shantimadhi gacchati. Vihaya kaman yas sarvan pumams charati nispruha. నిర్మమో నిరహంకారః సశాంతిమధిగచ్చతి. సో సహా శాంతిం అధిగచ్చతి, సహా శాంతిం అధిగచ్చతి. దాట్ పర్సన్ అటైన్స్ అబ్సల్యూట్ పీస్. వాట్ ఇస్ అబ్సల్యూట్ పీస్ హియర్? ది అబ్సల్యూట్ పీస్ ఎవర్ లాస్టింగ్ పీస్, నాన్ డిస్టర్బెన్స్, నాన్ టర్బులెన్స్. The perception of things, experience of situations, the plurality, duality, diversity which is always experienced, many things happening in the world, nothing affects, disturbs the easiness of the person. The person maintains that in a stillness. So nothing disturbs. The person does not internalize anything. He is objective towards everything. Whatever happens is just a mithya appearance for the person. It is not satyam. Everything is falsified. It's as though. It happens and disappears. So the person is so peaceful. With the saha shanti madhigachati, the person attains absolute peace, everlasting peace. Who? Yaha puman. Yaha puman charati. Puman charati, pumams charati. Make the sandhi. Yaha puman charati. The person. Here the puman is the person. Here the puman, the person is Brahmanishtaha, Jnananishtaha. The one who remains steadfast in the vision of the truth. The person who has clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of reality obtaining as one's own self. Who is reveling in the vision of one's own self being Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi iti Jnanam yasya asti. Sahapuman, the person who remains steadfast in the vision of the truth, Yahapuman, Sarvan Kaman Vihaya, being free from all desires, being free from the hold of all desires. Giving up all desires means what? The person from whom the desires have dropped is said to have given up desires. He has not given up desires really. All the desires dropped. Desires resolved. Sarvan kaman vihaya. Having given up all desires means being free from the hold of all desires, vihaya, nispruhaha charati. This person, charati means wanders, moves about, he lives in the world. How? Nispruhaha. Nirgata spruha yasya. Nispruhaha. As the person who is completely free from craving, nispruhaha. There is no craving for anything. Nirmamaha. So, what is the difference between kamaha and spruhaha? Spruha? Spruha means craving, longing. Kamaha, desire. The person is free from the hold of all desires, which means there is not even any value for anything in the world. Therefore, there is no lingering, the craving also for anything in the world. Because for him, there's no object exists here. If at all there's an object, then desire for object is possible. There's no object in the vision of a jnani. There's no such thing called object. Therefore, object being not there, everything is one's own appearance manifestation. Therefore, desires are not there. Anything other than oneself must be there for a person to have a desire, isn't it? You can have a desire for something only if you see something else other than you. Oh, here is an object. I'm seeing this. It looks nice. It's different from... For him, it's mithya. Every object is mithya. Therefore, he is free from the hold of desires. Amazing, okay? Now he's not controlling the desires. He's free from the hold of desires because for him, desire is also Atma. Object of desire is also Atma. There's no second thing other than the Atma. The very phenomenon desire is Atma. Object is Atma. There's no such thing called object for him. If at all anything is, there's only appearance, it's only mithya appearance of the same Atma. Therefore, such a person whose vision is such, he's free from the hold of desires. Therefore, he's free from the from craving for anything. Nirmamaha. Nirmamaha. As the one who is free from sense of possession, my sense. Why he is nirmamaha means mama karaha nastiyasya. Nirmamaha. Nirmamaha. So, the one who is free from the sense of possession. Again, I already told you, sense of possession is possible only if a person isolates oneself to be different from the rest of the world of objects. In whose vision there is no jagat, there is no object, there is no subject. In whose understanding the knower is Atma, the known is Atma, knowledge is Atma. There is nothing which is not Atma here. Therefore, there is no second thing other than the self for him to have a desire, to have any craving. Therefore, even to have sense of possession also, second thing must be there. Nothing other than himself. Therefore, I am Brahma Asmi, Aham Idam Sarvam, that is the vision. How can there be sense of possession? Mine, isn't it? So the person is free from Mamakaraha also. That's why you don't need to give up Mamakara. Mamakara will resolve if a vision is there. If you see second thing being not there, there won't be mamakara, my sense. So the person is free from my sense, mean sense of possession. Acha person, nirahankaraha, not nirmamaha, nirahankaraha. What is ahankaraha? Identity with the body, mind, sense complex is ahankara. Identity with the world is mamakaraha. Identity with the body, mind, and complex as I am the body, mind, and complex means this ahankara. And if this belongs to me, it means whatever. Identity with the world is mamakaraha. How identity with the world? Once you have identity with the body, mind, and complex as I am the body, then the world external to the body, mind, complex will be seen as mine. Isn't it? What ahankaraha and mamakaraha? Is it clear now? The sense of possession. You can say even if you say this, my body also is a problem. Initially, isn't it? That's why you say identity with the body, mind, complex. Having identity and seeing oneself as body, mind, and complex, this erroneous adhyasa is ahankara. And then, from the standpoint of the external world, it's external to the body, mind, complex. You have what was as a sense of possession. You have sense of possession. மமகார. சோ ஞானி இஸ் நிர்மமஹ நிரஹங்காரஹா. ஹி ஹாஸ் நோ மோர் ஐடென்டிட்டி வித் த பாடி மைண்ட் அண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ். இஸ் நோ மோர் வை பிகாஸ் ஃபார் ஹி பாடி மைண்ட் அண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் இஸ் பார்ட் ஆஃப் அனாத்ம பிரபஞ்ச. அனாத்ம பிரபஞ்ச இஸ் மித்யா விச் இஸ் அப்பியரன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப். தேர்ஃபோர் தி ஜானி ஹூ சீஸ் வெரி கிளியர்லி ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப் பீங் பியூர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆத்மா, and thereby from the standpoint of the clear vision of the Atma, from the standpoint of the clear, this consciousness existence, one who sees the objective universe in which is inclusive of body, mind, and complex as mithya, appearance, non-separate from oneself. Thereby in whose vision there is no second thing. Really there is no second thing. Whatever is there as second thing is as though. Therefore, he is free from what? Nirmamaha nirahankaraha sachya patsan yaha charati yaha sarvan kaman vihaya nispruhaha nirmamaha nirahankaraha. It's all descriptions. Okay, the descriptions of a wise person, the characteristic features of a wise person. He is nirahankaraha, is nirmamaha, நிஸ்புருகா நிஸ்புருகா இட் இஸ் தட் பர்சன் இன் ஹூஸ் விஷன் செகண்ட் பர்சன் செகண்ட் திங் இஸ் நாட் தேர் அண்ட் வாட் எவர் இஸ் இஸ் அப்பியரன்ஸ் ஆஃப் த செல்ஃப் நான் செப்பரேட் ஃப்ரம் ஒன் செல்ஃப் ஒன்லி மித்யா. Such a person becomes absolutely unaffected by anything, therefore he attains absolute peace. Saha shantim apnoti shantim adhigacchati. So in this verse, the benefit of the absolute fact of the vision of non-dual reality is really revealed in this verse. What's the benefit of having the vision of non-duality of the reality? Atma jnanam, self-knowledge, is actually having, seeing the fact of second thing being not there. Therefore, no fear, no agitation, no disturbance, so shantim adhigacchati. Because for him, Satyam is one, everything else is Mithya. Mithya, which is dependent on Satyam for its existence, cannot do any harm to Satyam. Therefore, the most relaxed person is the Jnani, who is a person of absolute peace. He attains absolute peace. Saha Shantim Adhigacchati. So, Yaha Sarvan Kaman Vihaya Yaha Puman யஹ புமான் நிஸ்பிருக நிரஹங்கார நிர்மம சர்வான் காமான் விஹாய சரதி சக சாந்தி அதிகச்சதி. திஸ் இஸ் தி லிட்ரல் மீனிங் ஆஃப் தி வர்ஸ். லெட் அஸ் சீ சங்கர் பகவத்பாதர்ஸ் கமெண்ட்ரி ஹியர். இட் இஸ் சிம்பிள், நைஸ், பியூட்டிஃபுல் த கமெண்ட்ரி ஹியர். ஹி சேஸ் சங்கராச்சாரியா, இட்ஸ் ஆக்சுவலி சந்யாசி ஹியர் புமான். I told you already, a jnani, a person who has the clear vision of the reality, obtaining as one's own self, in whose vision second thing is not there, in whose vision there's no object, there's no subject, there's no, thereby one who is free from amakarana, ahankara, is real a person of renunciation. Even if he is a grastha, he is a brahmachari, wherever he is, whichever ashrama he belongs to, still with the vision, everyone is a sannyasi. The vision is there, he is sannyasi only, the real renunciate. Okay? Yaha sannyasi. So, vihaya. Vihaya means what? Parityajya. Vihaya is equal to parityajya. Having given up. Kaman. So Shankaracharya does not comment upon the word kaman. He takes it for granted. He doesn't want to make us feel bored by repeating. So kaman, he leaves it as it is. Yaha sanyasi puman. Yaha sanyasi. The person who has renounced everything through knowledge. The real renunciation is possible only through knowledge. Until the renunciation is what? As the according to Shankara, you know, renunciation means only in jnanam, when a person sees nothing to give up for jnani. Aham brahmasmi, I am the true, I am the whole. What is there for me to hold on to? What is there to give up? That's why in jnanam, in a person of knowledge is a real sannyasi. Sannyasi, puman, the person, the absolute renunciate, the real renunciate, in whose vision second thing other than Bhagavan is not there. He is puman, sarvan, aseshataha. Sarvan here means all enjoyments, all objects of enjoyments. Sarvan kaman yaha sanyasi puman aseshataha. Having given up all objects of enjoyment, aseshataha means what? Katsyena. Better learn, Sanskrit students. Kritsnam, kritsnam means entire. Katsyena adverb. Entirely. Katsyena. Kritsna means entire. Adjective. Katsyena entirely. Adverb. Aseshataha means totally. Entirely. Completely. Katsyena. Aseshataha is equal to katsyena. Sorry. Katsyena. Charati. Charati means moves. Moves means what? Jivana matra cheshta aseshaha. Jivana matra cheshta seshaha. See, cheshta means activity. What the person whose activities are only for his living in the world. Jivana matra cheshta viseshaha. He has to eat. He has to drink. He has to go to the toilet. Only whatever he needs to do for living in the world, that's alone he does. Jivana matra cheshta seshaha. The person whose activity is only to limited to the requirement of living in this world. For maintaining his body, mind, and complex. Pariyatati, charati, pariyatati. Pariyatati means he moves about in the world, doing only the limited activities required for maintaining his body, mind, and complex. Jivana matra cheshta seshaha. Jivana matra cheshta seshaha. The person of very limited, minimum activities for living, for surviving in the world. And also, whatever he has also, so all in the possessions also only that much. He is a person of limited activities, minimum possessions, just for surviving in the world. யஹ சந்நியாசி புமான் சர்வான் காமான் அசேஷதஹ விஹாய பரித்யஜ்ய காத்ஸ்யேன காத்ஸ்யேன பரித்யஜ்ய அசேஷதஹ விஹாய காத்ஸ்யேன பரித்யஜ்ய ஜீவனமாத்திர சேஷ்டாசேஷ சரதி பரியடதி இதி அர்த்தஹ. ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ். நிஸ்பிருஹா, நிஸ்பிருஹா, சங்கராச்சாரிய கமெண்ட்ஸ் ஆன் தட் வேர்ட் நிஸ்பிருஹா. ஷரீர ஜீவன மாத்திரே அபி, ஈவன் ஃபார் தி சர்வைவல் ஆஃப் த பாடி, சரீர ஜீவன மாத்திரே அபி நிர்கதா ஸ்பிருஹா யஸ்ய. தி பர்சன் இஸ் நாட் அட்டாச் டு எனி திங் ஈவன் ஃபார் சர்வைவல் ஆஃப் த பாடி. நிர்கதா ஸ்பிருஹா யஸ்ய சக நிஸ்பிருஹா. சோ நிஸ்பிருஹா சன் ரிமைனிங் ஆஸ் த ஒன் ஃப்ரம் ஹூம் the craving, the attachment has gone even for the survival of the body, means he is not dependent on even the survival of the body for his existence or happiness or anything. Okay, body is given, is there, that's all. If such understanding is there, one will not be affected by the problems associated with the body. Oh my God, any day it will die, it will go away, a disease will come, what will happen, the fear, should I have any, medical insurance, surveys because of this, isn't it, the fear. One side can say it's a prudence to have medical insurance, but all the time being worried about medical insurance is really unnecessary, isn't it? So much of so this is what we say. Jnanam is there. Sharira jivana matre api nirgata spruha yasya sahanya spruha. Shankaracharya's commentary. It's not my own words. Okay, the one who is free from craving attachment to the when survival of the body. Does not mean he wants to die. Please make a note, okay? For him there's no death. The what happens, the body is also, you must remember that, we should not mistake it. There's no need for him to do anything on the part of the body also. Just it has to be there. Nirmamaha. So, sharir jivana matra kshipta parigrahe api mama idam iti abhinivesha varjitaha. Very nice. Mama idam iti abhinivesha varjitaha. Abhinivesha means in the strong rooted notion that this is mine. Mama idam iti abhinivesha means what? The strong notion, the rooted notion that this is mine. The one who is divada, free from the strong notion, strong rooted notion that this is mine, is mama idam iti abhinivesha varjitaha. Sharira jivana matra. சரீர ஜீவன மாத்திரா க்ஷிப்த பரிக்ரஹே அபி. இவன் பரிக்ரஹம் மீன்ஸ் பொசஷன். இவன் பொசஸிங் எனி திங் ஃபார் தி பர்பஸ் ஆஃப் லிவிங் திஸ் லைஃப் ஆல்சோ, ஃபார் தி பர்பஸ் ஆஃப் சர்வைவல் ஆஃப் த பாடி ஆல்சோ. சரீர ஜீவன மாத்திரா க்ஷிப்த பரிக்ரஹே அபி, இவன் வித் ரெஃபரன்ஸ் டு தி பொசஷன்ஸ் for the sake of survival of the body also, he is free. The sense, he is free from the my sense of possession. He is free from the strong notion that I am, this is mine. I said already very clearly, taking the body, mind and complex as one's own self is ahankara. And for the survival of one's body, mind and complex, and then having craving for anything else is also what? Mamakara. So he is free from both. That's why nirmamaha sharira jivana matra. Jivana matra kshipta parigrahe api mama idam iti abhinivesha varjitaha. See, abhinivesha means the intrusion, the strongly rooted notion is abhinivesha. Sharira jivana matra akshipta parigraha. Akshipta parigraha means the possessions required for the sake of what, how much a person is, even the limited activities, the very minimum possessions required for survival of the body, even that he does not have sense of belonging to even the minimum possessions. The person who is free from the sense of belonging, free from the sense of possession, towards anything that is needed or possessed for the survival of the body, he has no sense of possession at all towards anything. Because in his vision, other than Atma, everything is mithya, everything is appearance. Mithya appearance are the only Atma. Therefore, sharira jivana matra akshipta parigrahe api idam mama iti abhinivesha varjitaha. Nirahankaraha. Hope you are following. Nirahankaraha. Vidyavatvadi nimittat. Sorry. Vidyavatvadi nimitta atma sambhavana rahitaha. Vidyavatvadi nimitta atma sambhavana rahitaha. Atma sambhavana rahitaha. Nirahankaraha means what? Free from ahankara means what? Atma sambhavana rahitaha. Atma sambhavana rahitaha. Why? Vidyavatvadi nimitta. See, vidyavatva means because of having the status of being the wise person, because of having this wisdom, knowledge of the self, being all pervasive reality, vidyavatvam is there. Because of that reason, Atma sambhavana rahitaha. Atma sambhavana rahitaha. Sambhavanam means honoring. See, sambhavayati means honors. Sambhavanam, honoring. Sambhavana, honor. Atma sambhavana rahitaha means the person who is not dependent, or who himself does not have any expectation of reverence. The person who does not have any expectation of reverence for the self, the person who does not expect any reverence for the self means in whose vision there's nothing other than the self is there. Therefore, who should revere what? Who can revere what? All that is here is the self, Atma. I am the whole. Such vision being there, second thing by being there, one who does not see oneself as an object of reverence. One does not see oneself as object of reverence. One who does not expect the reverence for oneself is Atma Sambhavana Rahitaha. One who does not see oneself as an object of honor, don't expect any honor, manam, apamanam, all these things are not there. There's no dependence for any honor. In whose vision Atma is not an object of honor or reverence, the self. So ahankaraha. If there's a strong notion, I must be honored, I must be revered, I must be respected, means what? Rahankara. This person as a jnani, in whose vision all that is here is only Ishvara, only Bhagavan, or only this self. Such a person sees Atma, sees the self as, does not see the self as an object of honor or reverence. Atma Sambhavana Rahitaha. Why? Because of the jnanam. Vidyavatvat. Vidyavatvadi nimitta. This non-expectation of reverence or honor for the self, non-expectation of reverence or honor for the self, are not seeing Atma, not seeing the self as an object of honor or reverence, is because of the clear vision of the self being the only secondless reality. Vidyavattam is one reason why this person is free from Atma. Atma Sambhavana, Atma Sambhavana Rahitaha. The person is free from the devoid of the self honor, the expectation of honor for the self, reverence for the self, because of the clear vision of the Atma, one reason. This Adi Vidyavatvam is one reason. Vidyavatva Adi Shabda. Adishadar is because of his clear understanding of the exaltedness of the Atma. How he knows what is, there's only truth. And the only truth is what? Atma, which is beginningless, endless, changeless, all pervasive, timeless, partless, indivisible, undivided, whole, independent, satyam. The person, Adishara, stands for the exaltedness of Atma in terms of its nature. Due to the knowledge of the clear vision of the Atma, And due to the clear vision of the exaltedness of the Atma, this person does not, this person is absolutely free from any expectation of reverence, honor for the Atma. So, vidyavatva adi nimitta Atma sambhavana rahitaha nirahankari. Understand now? Very beautiful explanation. I enjoy what I'm saying. Are you all enjoying? No, why? I repeat that. Every time I repeat and repeat and repeat, I just see. That's why I'm saying. Because nirahankaraha, wherever you hear, this is the meaning. Don't expect any other different bhashyam anywhere else. If this bhashyam you remember, nirahankaraha, same. Vidyavatvadi nimitta atma sambhavana rahitaha nirahankaraha. Okay. Saha evam bhutaha sita prajnaha brahmavit. So such a wise person, a jnani, the knower of the truth, whose vision is steadfast. Saha, that wise person, evam bhutaha, who is of this characteristic feature, whose vision is steadfast, sita prajnaha, brahmavit, the knower of the truth, Brahman, shantim adigachati. Shanti means here what? Sarva samsara dukkha uparama lakshana shantihi. Very beautiful. What is shantihi? What is peace? What is shantihi? We say peace, shanti means peace, peace means shanti. No, look at this, not simple. What is peace? An explanation here. Sarva samsara dukkha uparama lakshana nirvana akhya. Shantihi ka. You must write the question, you must write the answer also. Shantihi ka. You must really make a questioner based on what you understand from the Upanishads, the Bhashyam. Shantihi ka. Sarva samsara dukkha uparama lakshana nirvana akhya is equal to shantihi. Shantihi is absolute peace. Paramashantihi. Paramashantihi known, is known as mokshaha, freedom. Nirvana akhya. Absolute peace is otherwise known as mokshaha, nirvanam. Characterized by what? Uparama, resolution of all agonies, afflictions of samsara. All agonies, afflictions of samsara. Uparamanas resolution. Total resolution of all afflictions, all sufferings of samsara. Otherwise said to be mokshaha, nirvanakhya, paramashantihi. Adigachati, prapnoti. Means Brahma Bhutaha Bhavati. This person becomes himself. The person becomes himself Brahman. Means what? He cannot become Brahma. The person discovering one's own self being Brahman is becoming Brahman. He is no more a jivaha. He is no more individual. He is very Brahman. Himself. So the nirvanam, there is said to be absolute peace, paramashantihi, by other commentators. And the nirvanam also means mokshaha. And this Pujya Swamiji explains, nirvanam literally means naked. And I told you, nakedness implies non-coverability. Happiness, fullness or freedom with the nature of the reality is something non-coverable. Therefore, moksha is implied by the term nirvanam, which is the nature of the freedom in the sarupam of Brahma. Therefore, it's said to be nirvanam. Anyway, with this, the 71st verse is over. Let us go to the next verse. Let us conclude the sentence. Evam bhotaha saha sthita prajnaha brahmavit sarva samsara dukkha uparamalakshanam nirvana akhyam shantim adhigachyati prapnoti brahma bhotaha bhavati ityartha. Finished. Now next sentence, Shankaracharya introduces the concluding verse of second chapter. At last, we have come to the concluding verse. Sa yesha jnananishtha stuyate. So, finally, in the 72nd verse, jnani is glorified by glorifying the jnananishtha. Through the glorification of jnana nishtha, ascertainment of the vision of the truth. Jnana nishtha means what? Ascertainment of the vision of the truth is glorified here. Jnana nishtha stuyate. Sa yesha jnana nishtha stuyate. That exalted ascertainment of the vision of the truth, one's own self, is praised here. Yesha brahmi sthitif partha nainam prapya vimuhyati. Yesha brahmi sthitif partha nainam prapya vimuhyati. Yesha brahmi sthitif partha nainam prapya vimuhyati. Sthitva syamanta kalepi brahma nirvanam rachati. Sthitva syamanta kalepi brahma nirvanam rachati. He partha, yesha brahmi sthitihi. Sentence number one. Yesha brahmi sthitihi. Yesha brahmi sthitihi. Brahmi sthitihi means what? This is what is jnana nishtha. This is what is the ascertainment of the vision of the truth. Unshakableness of the vision of the truth. Brahmi sthitihi. What Brahmi sthitihi? Seeing one's own essential nature being the limitless reality, consciousness existence implied by the term Brahma. And from the standpoint of which that one's own essential nature, seeing everything else being mithya, this is what is jnana nishtha here. This ascertainment of the vision of the truth, this is yenam prapya. Yenam prapya, having attained this ascertainment of the vision of the truth, na vimuhyati, yenam prapya na vimuhyati. It is then A person does not become deluded at all. Nothing can cause any confusion and delusion on the person, on the part of the person who has attained this ascertainment of the vision of the truth. Asyam sthitva antakale sthitva api asyam antakale sthitva api antakale sthitva api. Even at the time of death also, even if the person is at the time of death, I mean, even the person is in the deathbed, or even if he is counting his last days, antakale sthitva api asyam, remaining in this ascertainment of the vision of the truth, Brahma Nirvanam Richati, the person attains oneness with Brahman. The person attains oneness with Brahman means what? The person resolves his identity with the Brahman. The person resolves his identity with Brahman means the person sees the self being non-separate from Brahman. The person clearly sees the self being Brahman. Seeing one's own essential nature being Brahman, the consciousness existence, seeing one's own essential nature being consciousness existence is resolving oneself in Brahman. Attaining oneness with Brahman. Clear? If you don't nod, I'll understand. I should take this doubt. Brahma Nirvanam Richati, correct? Okay. Yesha Yathokta Brahmi. Brahmi means what? Brahmi sthitihi. So what? Brahmani bhava yam sthitihi. Brahmani bhava yam sthitihi. Why bhava? Because sthitihi is stilinga shabda. Brahmani bhava iti sthitihi. Remaining as Brahman. This state of remaining as Brahman. The state of seeing self being Brahman is Brahmi sthitihi. The clear vision of Aham Brahma Asmi is what? Brahmi sthitihi. Sarvam karma sanyasya. So, when the person is blessed with this clear vision of the self being Brahman, where a person remains as Brahma, Aham Brahma Asmi, remains as Brahma, then naturally, from the standpoint of consciousness existence, the self, the person sees the nature of the self being actionlessness. Therefore, Sarvam Karma Sanyasya, having given up all activities, having renounced all the activities through knowledge, even as a jnani, he does not give up the activities physically. But sarvam karma sanyasya means having renounced all actions through knowledge of the self being non-doer, non-enjoyer. Sarvam karma sanyasya. So having given up, having renounced all actions and also results of actions. No more doership, no more enjoyership, therefore no more punyam, no more papam, because the person is free from all punya papams. No more sanchitam karma, no more paradha karma, no more agami karma. As a wise person, as a jnani, as very Brahman. Now he doesn't even say he is a jnani. He is Sakshat Brahma. This wise person in whose vision the self is Brahma. Therefore the person is free from doership, enjoyership. Therefore free from all activate karma and all punya papams. No more karma for him. Sarvam karma sanyasya. Brahma rupena eva avasthanam. Abidance as Brahman. So self-abidance in Brahman means abidance as Brahman. Remaining as Brahman is what Brahmi sthitihi. Self-abidance in Brahman means abiding as Brahman. Abidance as Brahman of the self is Brahmi sthitihi. Brahma rupena eva avasthanam. He partha yenam sthitim prapya labdhva. Prapya labdhva. Having attained, accomplished, achieved this ascertainment of the vision of the truth in terms of abidance as Brahman or abidance in Brahma, na vimuhyati, moham na prapnoti. Correct? Na vimuhyati na prapno, moham na prapnoti. Yenam sthitim labdhva na vimuhyati moham na prapnoti. Okay. Asyam sthitau sthitva. Asyam sthitau sthitva. Kasyam sthitau brahmyam. Asyam brahmyam sthitau sthitva. Remaining in this ascertainment of the vision of the truth, or self abiding as Brahman, the state of abiding, abidance of Brahman, the self as the Brahman, which has been discussed already, yathoktayam, antakale api means what? Ante vayasi api, even at much later age, ante vayasi api, even at the much later age, even at the time of death, Brahma nirvanam means what? Brahma nirvritim. Brahma nirvanam is equal to Brahma nirvritihi. Brahma nirvritihi is equal to mokshaha. Therefore, Brahma nirvanam richati means Brahma nirvritim richati. Moksham richati. Richati means gachati. Therefore, a person attains mokshaha. Kimu vaktavyam? Kimu vaktavyam? What else should be said here? Kim vaktavyam means what should be said. What else should be said here? Brahmacharyadi eva sanyasya. Brahmacharyadeva sanyasya. Yavat jivam yaha brahmaniyeva avatishtate. Saha brahma nirvanam richyati iti. Shankara Bhagavatpada, as I told you, he is a great advocate of sannyasa. So he says what? Brahmacharyat eva sanyasya. Even from the stage of brahmacharyam, the first stage itself, sannyasa, having renounced everything, yavajjivam, as long as a person lives, yaha brahmaniyeva vatishtate, whoever abides in Brahman alone, that person doubtlessly Brahma Nirvanam Richati doubtlessly attains Mokshaha. Brahma Nirvanam means what? Freedom. Attains Moksha. So what he says, his desperateness for moksha was such. Maybe he was already a free person. He just says, you know, the renunciation, only in jnanam renunciation is possible. Very important lesson, okay? Let me tell you now. The Bhasham part is over. The class is over today. Let me conclude and explain to you this one. See, the sannyasa is twofold. Vividisha sannyasaha and vidvat sannyasaha. And here, jnana karma sannyasaha. Jnana karma sannyasaha. Vividisha sannyasaha, vidvat sannyasaha, jnana karma sannyasaha. You say, vividisha sannyasaha, vividisha, vetum iccha vividisha. Desire to know, vetum iccha vividisha. When a person with the purushartha nischayaha, the commitment to the pursuit of moksha and jnanam, when a person wants to spend his time exclusively only for studying the shastram, only for knowing the truth, when a person renounces everything else in the other obligatory duties, etc., and takes to a life of sannyasa, it's a life, sannyasa lifestyle. It's a committed lifestyle. It's called vividisha sannyasaha. So vividisha sannyasaha is a committed lifestyle that a person takes to. Only if a person has certain degree of maturity, if a person has viveka vairagyam, certain degree of viveka vairagyam, a person is eligible to take life of sannyasa. If vairagyam is not, vairagyam is sannyasa, in fact. Dispassion is sannyasa. Without vairagyam, if vairagyam is there, vairagyam means dispassion towards everything else is there, because of the viveka a person has, then nothing else in the world can give me happiness, everlasting peace. Viveka is there, vairagyam is there. If a person is given to the study of the shastram with the focus, attention, even if a person does not wear the saffron robes, he is a sannyasi only. Hacha person is vividisha sannyasi. Hacha renunciation is called vividisha sannyasaha. The total commitment, the focus only on the attainment of moksha in studying the shastram, in shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. So, there's no time for anything else in the world. Then vivisha sannyasaha. And the commitment is possible only for a person who has purushartha nischaya, who knows the value of jnanam, who knows, who has great shraddha in the shastram, who wants to commit himself to the study of the shastram alone. Such a person is vivisha sannyasi, Such a lifestyle is called, committed lifestyle is called Ivisha Sanyasaha. And after being given to the discipline of Shravanam, Mananam for length of time, having a clear understanding, even then, the person without the doership and enjoyership, the person is totally given to the contemplative life. Then he is such a person is called Vidvat Sanyasi. He has understood the teaching. For the sake of knowing, when a person renounces everything else, he is called Vidvat Sanyasi, the Vividisha Sanyasi. But for the sake of assimilating, ascertaining, after knowing the truth, only for assimilation purpose, when a person gives up everything else, he is called Vidvat Sanyasi. He has jnanam, but he is committed to only contemplative life, Vidvat Sanyasi. So one can renounce other obligatory duties and wear saffron robes and take to a life of sannyasa also. But here, jnana karma sannyasaha, whether a person is in saffron robes or not, still a person is a sannyasi, a person has this Brahmi, if a person is in Brahmi sthitihi, in whose vision the self is Brahma, therefore, in whose vision everything other than self is also Brahma, there's no second thing other than Brahma, whose identity is totally resolved in Brahma, who has this self-abidance in Brahma, such a jnani is free from doership and enjoyership and free from all punya papams, from sanchita agami karmas, is said to be sarva karma sannyasi. A jnani is definitely a renunciate. The one whose renunciation is through jnanam. Even a grihastha is a grihastha jnani is a sarvakarma sannyasi. Sannyasi only. That's why people like Janaka, even though he was playing the role of a king, still he was a grihastha jnani, Raja Rishi. Janaka was always glorified as Raja Rishi, Raja Sanyasi. He was a king, had great responsibilities, but still he was always in Brahmi sthitihi. Like Bhishma, they're all great men of wisdom and vision who were really jnana karma sannyasinaha. Okay, so Om Tat Sat. I'm not ending, okay? I'm only ending second chapter. Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Sankhya Yoga Nama Dvitiyaha Adhyayaha Dvitiyodhyayaha. Second chapter, Bhashyam is over.
Swamiji.
Yeah.
A couple of questions.
Yeah.
There's in the previous Bhashyam, it said Akshipta Parigraha.
Yeah.
What's the Akshipta?
Yeah. Akshipta means the Kshipta literally means thrown. Akshipta means objected. Literally, I'm telling you. Kshipta, thrown. Akshipati means objects. Kshipati, akshipati. I'm just for your sake, I'm telling. Objects, literal meaning. In this context, got it now?
Yeah, it says Sharira Jivana Matra Akshipta Parigraha.
Yeah. So, literally, that is the meaning. So, Sharira Jivana Matra Akshipta Parigraha. Go to the sentence, one second. Give me one sentence, only 1 minute. Sharira jivana matra akshipta parigraha. See, parigraha is a noun form of parigrinnati. Grinnati holds. Parigrinnati possesses. So parigrahanam, parigraha means possession. We say nirmamaha is explained beautifully. The person is free from sense of possession. The person does not have a sense of belonging to anything. Because for him there's nothing exists other than the self. But his sharira jivana matra akshipta parigraha means even the possessions which are actually required. Akshipta ityasya. Pertaining to here. Sharira jivana matra akshipta parigraha means the possessions meant for the survival of the body. Meant for survival. Sharira jivanam. Survival of the body. Sharira jivana matra akshipta parigraha means the possessions meant for, required for only very limited possessions, minimum possessions, least possessions, required for, meant for the survival of the body. So, akshiptal, if you are literally, if you are anywhere else, akshiptam means sub-objected. Kshiptam, thrown. But here, akshiptam in this context means meant. Meant for what? Meant only for the survival of the body. Sharirasya jivanarthameva akshiptaha parigraha. The possession, limited possessions, least possessions, minimum possessions, meant for, required for only the survival of the body. It's called the contextual meaning is different. Is it clear?
Yeah, thank you.
What the past passive participle, kshiptam with a prefix is akshiptam, meaning thrown and given and objected, but used in the sense of meant.
Okay. Can I ask one more question, Swamiji?
Yeah.
In the Bhashyam again, it says Brahma Nirvanam, Brahma Nivritam, and Mokshaha.
Yeah.
All
synonyms.
How do you break down? I think I missed your explanation where you broke down the Brahma Nirvanam, Brahma Nivritam.
Yeah.
How do you get the meaning moksha from those two words?
Yeah. See, the word Brahma itself is Nirvanam. Brahma means limitlessness. Brahma implies the reality in terms of its nature of limitlessness, incomparable bigness. The bigness, limitlessness is such that it's absolutely non-coverable. Nirvana means non-coverable. So non-coverability being the nature of Brahman is a Brahman Nirvana. The person attains Brahman Nirvana means the person attains freedom. Limitlessness implies freedom. The person attains the non-coverability, the nature of Brahman. It is freedom. So Brahman Nirvana itself means what? Mokshaha. Nirvanam is a neuter gender word. Nirvrutihi is a stilinga shabda. Like gatihi gamanam. Isn't it? Drishtihi darshanam. Like one is a neuter noun, gerund. Nirvanam. ഇവിടെ രസം നൗണം നിർവൃത്തിഹി, നിർവാണം നിർവൃത്തിഹി. ബ്രഹ്മനിർവാണം മീൻസ് ദ ലിമിറ്റ്ലെസ്നെസ്, ദ ഫ്രീഡം വിച്ച് ഇസ് സ്വരൂപ് ഓഫ് ബ്രഹ്മൻ അ പേഴ്സൺ അറ്റൈൻസ്. സോ അറ്റൈനിങ് ബ്രഹ്മൻ ഇൻ ടേംസ് ഓഫ് നോളജ് ഈസ് അറ്റൈനിങ് ദി നേച്ചർ ഓഫ് ബ്രഹ്മൻ. Attaining the nature of Brahman is attaining freedom. Yeah, I understand these points. That is why today, that is why I didn't want to go ahead, because such doubts should not be there tomorrow. Next class, every word should be very clear. I continue with this. Everything will have very clear, clearly you can understand. So tomorrow we'll start from the third chapter. If you have any doubts in second chapter, please feel free to ask me. Even if you have any more doubts after the class also, if you text me, then definitely I'll remember. I'll reply you back. I can bring those doubts to the class and I can also explain. There's no rush for us. Clarity is more important than rushing and completing the text. Therefore, I'm very clear about it. So we don't need to rush this third chapter also. If you have any more doubts, please bring all those doubts. Sometimes I assume that you know. That's why I ask the question. And if you don't nod your head, I understand. Okay. You're not really not satisfied. Sometimes the vision has been given. Vision is very clear, isn't it? There's no doubt about what is being taught here. Only the doubts will be only based on the words. What has to be understood is made very clear, doubtlessly, that I know, 100% I know that. I have no doubt. That I have no doubt that I have given what has to be understood from these words. Sometimes I tell the meaning, I go ahead, assuming that you have understood the words in the context. Sometimes I ask you, think if I go into details, other people who do not know anything Sanskritam, they'll feel board also. That's why I don't say. I'm very conscious of all those things. But hereafter, I make it a point. If you're regular in my classes, definitely I'll see that every word is explained. Understand? Depending upon who were in the class. I sometimes see, because if I say something too much, it'll go above the head. We understand the teaching. Why is she talking so much? Do we need really Sanskritam grammar class? So don't say too much. But I make it a point to do every word hereafter. Okay? Please go through the Bhashyam again. If you have any still doubts, please come back to me. Okay? Actually, hereafter what you can do, when you write the verse, better write the prose order and write the notes also. Isn't it? I'll tell you every sentence, I'll tell you there, so you can, I give time to write. So you are thorough with the Bhashyam. I was not doing it all this time. Thank God, we're still second chapter only. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.